Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Van Halen bringing us back, a little jump music to bring us back 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And it's just you and me, by the way. I want to talk about some things with regard to the fiscal cliff, the fact that the fiscal cliff is looming large for small businesses. And some of my concerns about this, some of my thoughts on this, and some of your thoughts. I've got a report here on some of your thoughts as well, so... you know, the thing that I think is self-evident is that the only thing that exceeds the lack of leadership in Washington, D.C. these days is the level of partisanship. And for most of the last 2 years, the political class, the Republicans, Democrats, the president, the leadership, all of them have demonstrated proof of these two very ignominious distinctions by failing to at least minimize the damage, if not providing solutions, to a number of fiscal challenges facing the U.S. government. We've got, the things that are going on right now, the hard stops, the sudden stops, the absolute drop-dead dates and things that are in those dates that our government has created. Those chickens are coming home to roost right now. And the Democrats and the Republicans have continued to walk away from negotiating tables with where these things, all of these things, the budget issues, the tax issues, the extension of tax issues are not so many. There's a whole bucket of issues, but that they've allowed to turn into really more of a can of worms. Well, they've continued to walk away from negotiating tables where those things could be sorted out with nothing more than a temporary fix and with the full knowledge that on December 31st, 2012, that's a date that was established as a drop-dead date, the calculus created by expiring government laws and the rude laws of economics will cause the government to go over the dreaded fiscal cliff and take the economy with it, probably take the economy with it. I mean, they've created this nightmare, folks, and that's become known as the fiscal cliff. And now with the drop-dead date looming, right, where, what are we, less than 3 weeks away, the economic implications of political dysfunction, what I called a minute ago, the chickens coming home to roost, all of that is filling up the windshield of every small business as we race toward the year-end precipice. Small business owners know that on the other side of the cliff are multiple tax increases and mandatory budget cuts that will drain cash from consumers and businesses. And that's the reason why many economists predict that it will lead to another recession. Consequently, way, way, way too many small businesses that barely made it out of the Great Recession won't survive a double dip. That's what we're looking at, right? You've heard about the dreaded double dip, right? Well, if the fiscal cliff is not solved, and it's still not certain whether it will be or not. I mean, there's a lot of intransigence on both sides, a lot of political dynamics on both sides, a lot of political and gamesmanship, really, and partisanship, not leadership, on both sides that's creating this issue, folks. And the November election didn't really solve anything. It produced little change in the balance of political power or little change in the players. So why would we expect the same leadership dynamic, these same people, to fix in a matter of days what they couldn't fix when there was plenty of time? Isn't that Einstein's definition of insanity? So we wanted to know what you thought about this. So we ask our small business audience in a recent poll, we ask this question. How do you feel about the ability of President Obama and Congress to avoid the fiscal cliff? And here's what you told us. One-third of you said, just barely more than one-third, about 35%, said you were confident of a fix. Only 7% were still undecided. But the big group, 57%, allowed that they had no confidence the fiscal cliff would be avoided. So that's what I mean when I say the fiscal cliff is looming large in the windshield, is filling up the windshield of small business owners. Because we're looking at the new year right around the corner. We're trying to decide how things are going to be. If most of us don't have confidence in the ability of the government to get its cornflakes together and its act in together, then that's not good for confidence, is it? So with precious, now here we are, here we stand, folks, with precious little time left. It appears that our poll majority may be the accurate one. I mean, the president and Speaker Boehner met over the weekend. But every time one sends a proposal to the other, it's met with abject rejection, with almost as if the proposal the other side sent over, instead of making up ground or improving the thing, it's met with as a joke. Meanwhile, while they're doing all this, meanwhile, small business owners still can't make informed budgeting decisions. We can't make intelligent pricing decisions. We don't know what our costs are going to be next year. We don't know what our taxes are going to be. How can we budget for sales? How can we budget for pricing? And how can we make growth decisions for 2013? When so much of what could happen next year is still hanging in the balance. Think about this rich irony, my friends. If we ran our business the way the government runs its affairs, there wouldn't be any private sector income to tax. How about that for rich irony? And yet, the political class still wonders why businesses of all sizes aren't hiring more workers and making more investments. You just heard the Tatum survey from last hour said exactly that. Businesses and consumers sideways on investment and spending. The 19th century French philosopher de Tocqueville said, "In a democracy, we get the government we deserve, however rude that may be." Sadly, apparently, it's still true. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise, I'll be right back. Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to take
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.